might say, I bet somebody
stole my pencil.
Anything else? Maybe in a
took my pencil.
Slang way.
What's that word? Heist.
Okay. Would anybody?
Somebody said we used to see all the time. I can't think what it is now. Okay.
Maybe ripped off?
Ripped off, yeah.
Okay. All right, what about, you might say to somebody, well, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Okay, or the other way around, well, you might say, well, you have a better memory than I did because I sure don't
remember.
Okay. And the verb write, you might write somebody a letter. Yesterday you
wrote.
And you have
written.
Okay. And you expect to get an
answer.
Okay. And you might put the letter in the envelope after you're through with it, then take your pen and do what to the envelope? On the front of it.
Scribble?
You say you're doing what? I've got to.
Address? Okay. Oh, okay. And no, I was thinking about you said after I receive a letter. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Probably didn't make that clear. And what about the noun form of that? I want to write it, but I don't know his
address.
What about if a little boy has learned something new? For example, he's learned how to whistle and you want to find out where he learned that. You might ask him, well, who
taught you that?
Okay. If somebody asks you whether you have put up that new fence yet, you might say, well, no, but I pretty soon.
I plan to do so pretty soon.
To. Okay. What about, what do children call somebody who's always running around telling on other children?
Telltale.
Does tattle and gossip, do those words mean the same thing to you?
No.
What's the difference?
Well, a tattler is one that gets in other people's business and just tells everybody's business to get them into trouble.
Yeah.
I think a gossiper is one that is just a nosy and busybody. Spends most of their time just trying to make sure they know everybody's business.
What do you call these pretty things that might grow outside your garden? You might cut some of them, put them in a vase.
Flowers.
Okay. And a child likes to play with his what?
Toys.
Have you ever heard a toy referred to as a play pretty?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about... if something has happened that you expected to happen or predicted to happen and somebody tells you about it, you might say, well...
I told you so.
Okay. If I have something that... we'll talk the verb give. You give somebody something. Yesterday you...
Okay.
And you have...
Given.
Okay. And the verb begin. You begin to do something. Yesterday you...
Began.
And you have...
Began.
The verb run. You run now. Yesterday you
ran.
You have
run.
Okay. And the verb come. You want him to come today. Yesterday he
come again.
The verb come.
Mm-hmm. You said come.
And past tense
came.
And he has
come.
All right. And the verb see. I see you now. Yesterday I
saw.
I have
seen.
Okay. If you might say, well, you can't get through there. The highway department's out there on the road with all their machinery and the roads all
clogged up, congested.
Okay. Would you ever say it's torn up?
Torn up.
Okay. What about, you might say, well, it's getting a little bit chilly outside. If you have a sweater, you better
put it on.
Put it on. Okay. The verb do. I do this. Yesterday I
did.
And I have
done.
Okay. If you're just sitting around with a friend, you're not saying says, what'd you say? He said, me? Why, I said,